Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The state legislature is gearing up to get back into session as Governor Mike Dunleavy ordered a fourth special session that's set to begin on Monday, October 4th. Senate President Peter Michicki spoke with KSRM Sound Off on if there are any current bills that can be picked up that the governor placed on the special session agenda.
They're all in place. I know there are some senators working on some revenue bills as well. Senate Bill 53 is actually on the floor. If you remember, we tabled it. That is the PFD bill for a 50-50. The constitutional amendments are still in play. We can move them to the floor. A priority for us is the spending cap. There is at least three of them in play. There are some revenue bills in play, but they are all available. The call was wide enough where it calls out a bill and says, or a similar piece of legislation. That means we could drop new bills, we could adapt bills that are already there. My recommendation to my senators are to begin working on amendments for existing bills.
Senate Bill 53 relates to the use of income of the Alaska Permanent Fund, the amount of the Permanent Fund dividend, providing for an effective date, relating to the duties of the Commissioner of Revenue. In discussing the bill, Senator Michicki says there's a conditional effect on the tabled version of the bill that he doesn't support.
It says that once $700 million of new revenue is passed, then you can get to that 50-50. The PFD is not to fund the government. The increase in the revenue, if there is increase, is to fund the government, not the PFD. The reason there's a step up is that you naturally get there over time to where you can afford the 50-50. And if there's a gap to cover, it's a temporary one in the meantime to get you there quicker. So that conditional one is clearly set, in my view, to discourage getting there sooner to a 50-50, which is what I support, what I think we can afford.
Full details, RadioKena.com. Joint Base Salmendorf-Richardson updated their public health emergency that was issued earlier this month, which is in effect for 30 days. J-Bear's public health emergency declaration was declared on the 17th, and the Wednesday update now says that mask wearing is required indoors at all off-base facilities. Additionally, mask wearing is required outdoors on and off-base when not able to maintain 6 feet of social distancing. Those requirements are subject to exceptions for on-base mask wear, including medical exemptions, religious accommodation, and workplace safety exceptions. Major Joshua Eaton, J-Bear's public health emergency officer, paints a picture of COVID's impact on the community.
The CDC announced that Alaska is one of the top five states for COVID transmissions. The seven-day average case count is rapidly approaching an all-time high for the state as well. Hospital admissions and deaths continue to climb, and the inpatient COVID positive rate has reached an all-time high. We are experiencing serious threats to medical capacity and the ability to take care of patients in the hospitals throughout the state. Weekly case counts on J-Bear continue to rise as well. Currently, medical assessment indicates that it may take up to 4 weeks for COVID cases, hospitalizations, and associated deaths to trend lower. All J-Bear personnel are urged to limit movements into areas not requiring masking, distancing, and other COVID mitigations.
Additionally, non-essential indoor activities in establishments that do not adopt COVID mitigation protocols, according to J-Bear, should be avoided. Household family members of individuals who are diagnosed with COVID are required to quarantine for 7 days, regardless of vaccination status. Full details, RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.